We hear from the letter of St. James, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Of all the verses of the readings are prescribed for this Sunday, this one verse really stood out for me from the letter of St. James. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, thus deluding yourselves. I can honestly say that in the priesthood and religious life in the church, and in this I will include myself, it's very tempting and very easy to think that just because we are what we are, and the image that surrounds being a priest or religious, as long as it simply appears, as long as it appears that I'm genuinely following my vocation, as long as people think I'm being faithful to my duties and obligations, as long as I say the right things, as long as I dress the right way and seem to follow the rules, I'm good. My reputation is intact. People will think well of me, and I may continue to enjoy the respect and the benefits and courtesies and kindnesses of others that comes from the faithful to those who represent God and the church. Sadly, because of this, I've known some priests who don't live up to their vocation. They live up to the image, but not the vocation. And sometimes they've gotten very furious with people when they didn't receive the respect, the courtesy, or the freebies they thought they were going to receive just because they were priests. But the reality is, one receives what one gives. One receives what one gives. We cannot delude ourselves. We cannot kid ourselves into thinking that God nor anyone else owes us anything just because we appear, just because we appear to be something or someone that we are not. Indeed, we can find human beings who can be fooled very easily. And we can fool human beings, we can take advantage of them for our own benefit, but we cannot do this with God. We cannot fool God, nor can we take advantage of Him. And Jesus made a very bold declaration to the people and toward the scribes and the Pharisees, that is, the strictest of the Jews concerning the interpretation of the law, when He said, you disregard God's commandments, but you cling to human tradition. In other words, Jesus is saying, you are making important not what God thinks is important or what God wants, but what you want and what you think is important. Not that there's anything wrong with washing one's hands before eating or washing dishes, etc. But the Pharisees had this idea that if you didn't do these things just so at the right time, in the right place, in the right way, then you must be an unrighteous sinner. Now, of course, all that's nonsense. All that is nonsense. And the Lord reminded them, as He tells us, that what makes us unrighteous sinners is not if or how we wash our hands or dishes, not the appearance, but what comes from within, what comes from the inside, from our very hearts, our hearts that become manifested by our actions. And Jesus explains that. He tells us that whenever you and I dwell on evil or hateful thoughts, when we give in to lustful passions and commit sins of the flesh, whenever we steal, whenever we kill, when we commit adultery or fornication, whenever you or I become greedy or malicious, we become harsh in our words or slanderous with our tongues, whenever we lie and are deceitful, when we become careless and we throw our faith and morals to the wind, whenever we become envious of one another, arrogant and proud, blaspheming God, this becomes our downfall. This is our downfall. All these things, Jesus says, all these things come from the heart and they corrupt us. They rot us from within, no matter how good we may appear from without in the eyes of men. God sees all things. Thus, St. James tells us, brothers and sisters, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves and humbly welcome the word, that is, the gospel that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word, he says. Put it into action. Be doers of the word by thinking well of other people and keeping one's thoughts fixed on the things of God, things that are truly good, to practice positive thinking. Never act on lust, but instead keep your bodies, keep your marriages, keep your relationships pure and free from sin. Be generous. Give assistance to those in need. Sustain and preserve the goodness of life. Be honest. Speak good words. Be a person of compliments and encouragement. Be honest and be kind. Fulfill your responsibilities to God, to family, to neighbor. Again, be humble, yet be a person of integrity, not swayed by human opinion, but stand firm in solid faith and in God's grace. This, St. James says, is religion that is pure and undefiled before God our Father, that is to live a life of caring service to the most vulnerable and to keep ourselves unstained by the world. In fully observing the Lord's commandments, brothers and sisters, you and I do a great thing for others. Whenever we stand firm in God's word, we give a great example of wisdom and intelligent living, an example that our poor world desperately needs. I think we all know, it's happened to us, it's certainly happened to others, that people have become scandalized and demoralized enough by people who are supposed to be religious, but yet are anything but. We have to be what we are, who we are, through and through in every way. What we say we are, we live. Every good and perfect thing comes from God. And our prayer should be that you and I will bring His goodness, His perfection to those around us and do our part in bringing a little bit of heaven here on earth by our authentic faith and our love, living always in the presence of the Lord, doing His word as the Lord Jesus Himself has spoken, as the Lord Jesus Himself has shown us by His own life and by His example.